Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. Ruth King's our guest. Our good friend, longtime 15-year member of our brain trust, CEO of ProfitabilityRevolution.com. RuthKing.com? No, it's something else in there, Ruth. What is it?
It's RuthKing.info.
.info, that's it. RuthKing.info. So check that out, folks. And you can find her books there, all the things that she does, which are awesome. She's, as you already know, she's an amazing resource for small businesses. Ruth, let's wrap up our discussion on the four types of costs. Direct, indirect, tangible, intangible. The killer, the stealth killer of your business is the intangibles. And I'm tracing it. Everything I hear you say, I'm tracing it all the way back to inefficiencies. And to me, the CEO, the founder of the company, when they're trying to root out inefficiencies, they need to start with themselves. What do you think?
Yes, absolutely. I'm laughing because it's so true. I just wrote an email, one of my weekly emails, about the fact that if you want to change, change has to start with you. You can't expect your employees to change if you don't.
That's right. If you're wandering around, you know, spending money that they obviously can tell is not necessary, you know, it's not like it's, I know it's your money, but still, if you're trying to set an example, you need to be an example. If you're going to set an example, you need to be an example, right?
Yeah, I'll give you a perfect example. I started working with a client, and when we went through all of their credit card bills, there was so much personal stuff on their credit card bills that was, you know, was not there. I mean, it's only been business. And then when we looked at their employees, because their employees also have credit cards, guess what we found on their credit card bills?
Personal stuff. Yeah,
well, I mean, the owners do it. Why can't I? And that's generally what the thought process is.
Yeah.
So they were shocked at how much personal stuff was actually on there, and it's amazing what happened when it stopped, because number one, profitability went up because they were aware of what they were spending. Number two, all the employees magically, within a couple of months, well, weeks I should say, stopped putting personal stuff on their credit cards.
Right.
So I mean, the bottom line just increased dramatically,
mm-hmm.
just simply by that one
thing.
This is
money.
Operating.
Inefficiencies. Like this, intangibles, folks, it's sucking money right out of your life that you worked hard to earn by operating your business in every other way very well. You sold enough product and you took care of the direct costs well enough that you actually put enough money on the bottom line to have a nice profit. But you allow these inefficiencies, intangibles, to suck part of it out. I mean, you're working against yourself, aren't you?
Absolutely. Yeah, as you said, they evaporate. I love that line.
Yeah, it happens. I see it all the time. I mean, over the years, folks, I've looked at that statement. I said, wait a minute. This isn't – everything else is projected. All the budget, everything is exactly what I projected. So that should be this number on the bottom line. Why isn't it on the bottom line? Well, I don't know. I don't know. Well, it evaporated. I now know that's what happened. It evaporated. Because we didn't – I'll tell you one thing that gets you – this is – I guess it's an indirect tangible, but it's got to be avoided. And that's things like a cost, check bouncing fees. You know what I mean? I mean, a lot of – that's the bane of small businesses, right? And a lot of that is – that's because you didn't – you're not collecting your money properly.
Or not paying attention to how
flow.
Much
– Yeah, yeah.
Either or.
Those are killers.
Yeah, insufficient fund fees are
right.
You know, insanity. Why would you do that? That's just crazy.
Well, it happened. So last thoughts. I got about a minute. How do we track all this stuff? better.
Okay, number one, make sure that the productivity is there. Make sure that you have two salespeople, that your salespeople are equally productive. Mm-hmm. Hopefully both of them are phenomenally productive. The truck driver, make sure that the deliveries are done properly. And make sure if you have widgets and you're producing widgets, that the people are efficient in the production of widgets, mm-hmm. and one person just isn't standing around. So take a look at all of the intangible costs that you have, and they all go down into the productivity issues. Mm-hmm. Those are the ones that will kill you.
And it could be you need to redo your fleet and capitalize that over 5 years. It could be that you need to upgrade your technology and capitalize that over 3 years. That could be it could be an intangible, right? A computer is bogging you down, a truck's bogging you down, whatever, right?
Yep. Just try to be as efficient as you possibly can, and that starts with you as the owner.
So look around for those efficiencies, those productivity thieves. Hey, Ruth, good job today. Come back soon. As always, we get smarter when you join us.
Thanks, Jim, for having me.
We'll see you next time. Ruth King, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.